In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear brethren, the words that we have heard in the Holy Gospel for today were uttered by our Lord Jesus Christ during the Last Supper. The Apostle St. John, who was there, gives us in his Gospel the transcription of the precious words that fell from the mouth of the Savior during that night, the last night before his most holy sacrifice. Our Lord announced his sufferings and his death for our salvation. But he also assured his disciples of his victory. If the apostles were to be deprived of the presence of our Lord because of his death, they would be able to rejoice again because of his resurrection. However, our Lord also told his apostles what was going to happen after his resurrection. He would have to go back to his Father. And when they heard the news of his departure, the apostles were filled with sorrow. But this is what our Lord told them: because I have spoken these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. But I tell you the truth, it is expedient to you that I go. For if I go not, the Paraclete will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. So our Lord had to go. Otherwise the disciples would not be able to receive the Holy Ghost. But we could ask ourselves, isn't he the one who gives the Holy Ghost? So why does he have to depart for the Holy Ghost to come? My brethren, the truth is that the Lord had to withdraw his humanity, so the disciples could be elevated to his divinity. The Lord had to disappear from their eyes in order to appear to their souls. The Lord had to cease to be the object of their senses in order to become the object of their faith. So the disciples would no longer be able to say, "I see," but instead they would proclaim, "I believe." Credo. Credo in unum Deum. I believe in one God. Credo in unum Dominum Iesum Christum. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ. I know that it may sound very anti-ecumenical, perhaps because it is, but to believe in Jesus Christ is essential for anyone to be saved. Let us be clear, for He is the only way, the only truth, the only life. Because as St. Peter says, there is no one else, no one else in which we can find salvation. But what does that mean, to believe in Jesus Christ? And this is a very important question. What does it mean to believe in Jesus Christ? My brethren, to believe in Jesus Christ has to go far beyond to believe that He existed. Simply to acknowledge that there was a man called Jesus of Nazareth does not make anyone a believer. Many historical documents, religious or not, prove the existence of Jesus Christ. This is a fact. In this way, to believe that He existed is not enough. But we needed to go beyond the simple affirmation of His existence. But it would not be enough to acknowledge that Jesus of Nazareth was the Messiah. It would not be enough. But why? Because as long as I do not confess Jesus Christ as the Lord, as long as I do not confess His divinity, I cannot partake of His salvation. Since the beginning of Christianity, many who confessed that Jesus was the Messiah were found guilty of heresy. They would confess His humanity. However, they would deny His divinity. That was the case of Arius in the 4th century. Arius believed that Jesus was the Messiah, but he would deny His divinity. And he was able to convince many people of his teaching. Not only the laity, but many priests and bishops had fallen into this error. Almost the totality of the hierarchy was preaching heresy and the lies. But the flame of the true faith was never extinguished. But it remained alive in some small churches. The crisis lasted for many years, and the defenders of the true faith had a lot to suffer. And the great defender of the divinity of Jesus Christ during that time was Saint Athanasius, whose feast we celebrate on May the 2nd. Looking at him, we can see how important it is to keep and to defend our faith. Because it's not enough to believe in something, but we have to believe the truth. So in order to believe in Jesus Christ in the way we ought to, we have to believe that He is God, one with the Father and the Holy Ghost. Because if He is not God, He has not redeemed us, and we are still in our sins. We have to understand that the confession of the divinity of Jesus Christ is the very foundation of our faith. This is the stone that was rejected by the Jews and became the cornerstone of the church. We need to remember that it was because of this confession. It was because our Lord confessed it to be the Son of God that the Jews accused Him of blasphemy and wanted Him to die. This confession was the cause of His condemnation. But this confession became the cause of our salvation. This is the act of faith that our Lord expects from His disciples, from you and me, that we confess that He is the Lord, that we confess His divinity. So let us reaffirm our faith in the divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ. And may Saint Athanasius, the great defender of the true faith, the hammer of the heretics, may he assist us in the battle we have to face nowadays against heresy. May He obtain for us the strength we need to be faithful to the words of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, faithful to each word of our Lord, faithful unto death. It's all or nothing. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.